Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. We're here today talking with Ray Kellenberger and Jay Stuckey about the Veterans Day Parade and ceremony taking place on Monday, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How many years has this been going on, first of all?
5 years.
5 years. You hold it on Veterans Day every day, I assume, or is it always on the Monday after? How does this?
It all depends on when Veterans Day falls. Like last year, we had the parade on Saturday.
Because it fell on Sunday.
The ceremony is always on the 11th. 11-11-11.
The parade and the ceremony will fall on the same day this year, on Monday, November 11th, as
yes.
we said, which is
yes,
which
sir.
Is Veterans Day. So it's going to be, you start off with the parade and then go with the ceremony, is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the parade.
Well, the parade will start at the Holy Family Church, and I think the lineup is at 9:30, and then the parade will start at 10.
And I assume you're still actively looking for people to participate in the parade as well?
Yes, sir.
What would be the qualifications for someone to participate in that?
Show up, get there by 9:30, 10 o'clock, and bring a flag. If not, we'll give you a little flag. Put a sign on your vehicle, thanks to the vets. Doesn't take much.
And this year, this went out from the school district. They're requesting that school students of all ages will join in recognition of National Veterans Day. Past, present, and future. Students are encouraged to march in the parade, carry a poster of their own creation that would reflect their appreciation for veterans in general, or specify veteran that they choose to honor, or simply carry a flag. If marching's not an option, they would be requested, you know, to be on the sidelines. So basically what we're wanting this year, same as last year actually, the students, you know, if they have a father, brother, sister, whoever, you know, to honor them, march in the parade with a sign, with a picture, with whatever, honoring the veterans.
We're speaking with Jay Stuckey and Ray Kellenberger about the Veterans Day ceremony and parade taking place in Litchfield, downtown Litchfield, on Monday, November 11th. Lineup for the parade begins at 9:30 at Holy Family Church in Litchfield. You're not requiring any sort of pre-registration. You just show up
yes,
that
sir.
Day. And you don't even have to be a veteran to participate
oh, no.
either.
No, oh, no, no. As I say, the only request is that you show something, if you're driving a vehicle, show something, a flag or you know, whatever.
Patriotism of some sort.
Right. Right.
After that, you will have a ceremony.
Right. The ceremony naturally begins at 11 o'clock always. It doesn't matter. And the ceremony basically is to honor all veterans, to pay our respects for what they did and what they, and also the families. They sacrificed as much as we did.
You said that's beginning at 11 o'clock. On
yes.
It. Other than somebody speaking at the ceremony, what all will take place?
We'll have patriotic music in a recognition of all the branches of service. Elizabeth Clark's going to sing the national anthem. We have the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts going to do the pledge. And naturally, we have the VFW firing squad for taps and the rifle salute. We will have it at the post at 215 West Ryder. Last couple of years, it's been bad, and mm-hmm. we've had to have it at the post.
But we're so. Also looking for a band to be in the parade, to especially to do the Star Spangled Banner like we did last year, right at the giant flag hanging from the two fire trucks. Apparently, our high school band has bailed on us this year, and mm-hmm. we're looking for a band that can, anybody, play guitar, I don't care. You know, come do Jimi Hendrix rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, but we'd sure like to have somebody come do it because I don't want to have to sing it, and you guys don't want to hear me sing it. So.
And you where are you planning on having that at again? The Star Spangled Banner.
It's Block. It's not.
It'd
Edwards,
be Ryder Street
Ryder.
And State,
Ryder
right
Street.
At the four-way.
Okay.
Yep, the two fire trucks will be on Ryder Street, and they'll be hanging a big flag right over. It's really cool.
And what Elizabeth's going to be doing is different, I guess?
She'll be doing the Star Spangled Banner over at the ceremony.
At the ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if after the ceremony, we always invite anyone and everyone to the post for, you know, just a small luncheon.
Approximately what time does that start?
It usually, the ceremony usually doesn't last over a half hour, 45 minutes at the max.
Sounds good. We're speaking with Ray Kellenberger, Jay Stuckey, about the Veterans Day Parade and Ceremony taking place on Monday, November 11th. Lineup for the parade, 9:30 at Holy Family Church in Litchfield. Was there anything else about this day or this ceremony or parade that we hadn't mentioned that you'd like to touch on?
Well, one thing we did, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are going to be, we've got 500 little 6-inch stick flags. They'll be going up and down the parade route handing out these flags to the kids or to the parents or to whoever. You know, it's time that the children start knowing what Veterans Day really means. These kids are our future. So to me, it's very important for them to know exactly what Veterans Day means.
Absolutely.
Not only that, it's also to honor all the veterans, because if they hadn't done what they did, we wouldn't have a free America as we have now. We wouldn't have the opportunities to dislike somebody or like somebody. So it's truly just to honor the veterans. It's for nobody else. It's all veterans.
Well, and their families, too.
Oh, yeah. But...
And even those actively serving.
I mean, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They're welcome, too.
That's what Veterans Day is. It's for all veterans, you know, past, present, relationship to Memorial Day, that's paying to the deceased. But this is for all veterans.
Ray, Jay, thank you so much for coming in today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention before we let you go?
No, we'd just like you to invite every veteran, their families, friends, whatever. Come out and support your veteran.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in, and good luck with this event as well as everything else moving forward.
And thank you for having us again.
Yes, sir.
Getting this out.
Thank you very much.
Again, that is Ray Kellenberger and Jay Stuckey. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.